Good morning. Welcome to the 1,000th shiur of Chai Odom. Today's shiur is sponsored by three sponsors, Rabbi Hirsch and Mrs. Chai Chin, in deep appreciation of Rabbi and Rebbetzin Reingold, by Mr. Gabriel and Mrs. Zahava Ben Simon, the Ili Nishmot Machluf Ben Shalom, Moshe Ben Avraham, Gracia Bas Moshe, and Rachamim Ben Avraham, and Rafu Shlema to Ima Mazel Tov Bas Zohar, and Shlomo Rafael Ben Anet, and by a anonymous donor in the honor of Rabbi Pinchas Werner and Rabbi Moshe Middleman for all of their great contributions to our community. We are learning Chai Odom Klal Nun, and we're looking at Simon Chav Gimel. Abbas Hashem, today I want to record a second recording, which will be sent out as well, which will talk about a little bit of the history of the Chai Odom itself, and our shir, and an opportunity to say thank you to all the people which have brought us to this point of the 1,000th shir. The Chai Odom introduces now the concept of what's known as shir ichol, that in order for a person to say the bracha achrona, he cannot just get up and say bracha achrona hours and hours and hours after he ate. So the person says, I ate something 3 days ago. I want to thank Hashem for that food. We could have argued that would be acceptable. Right? You didn't say bracha achrona then. You still feel thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you should say thank you. The Chazal understood when the Torah says v'achalta v'savoto v'irachto. There's a mitzvah say deraisa of saying a bracha. It has to be that there is a retzifus, that there is a connection between them. There's a achila, svia, and bracha. So if the achila and the svia are long gone, the bracha is no longer relevant. Which means even by the mitzvah deraisa of benching, if a certain time passes, the person can no longer bench. So the Torah gives us a clue in that time frame. The Torah says v'achalta v'savoto uveirachto. If you want to say it correctly. So a person will eat, he will be satiated, and then he will say a bracha. So the Chazish understands that the pshat, and what Chazal are telling us is the following, that the appropriate time to say the bracha really is immediately after you eat. Achila, with sviya, is mechayev a bracha. So the time is to be said immediately. You should not be mafsik between the achila and the bracha. Whatever you're eating in the meal is all called one ma'is achila. So a person doesn't have to make a bracha achrona after every bite that he eats. Just like we spoke about, when the person makes a bracha rishona, we could have argued that each bite requires a new bracha, and that would be something which would be logical. I'm saying a thank you to Hashem for each item, each bite that I'm taking. But Chazal understood that no, we make one bracha for all of the achila is considered one ma'isa, and you make one bracha for that. So the same thing with bracha achrona, all of the achila is one ma'isa. You say bracha achrona after you finish eating. Okay, you should make the bracha immediately after you finish eating. Otherwise, it's a hafsik between the achila and the bracha. He says no. Came along Chazal and said, it says v'savoto, as long as there's an element of sviya there, it's considered as if there's not a hafsik between the achila and the bracha. So a person eats, and 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, he makes the bracha. Since he's still feeling the effects of the achila, it's not considered that he was totally mesiach das from the achila, and that's not considered a hefsik. We find the lachas of hefsik before a bracha, a bracha which is beforehand, the person makes a bracha, and he should not be mafsik between the bracha and eating, between a bracha and a mitzvah. We also mentioned the concept of a hefsik in regards to afterwards. We mentioned from the Noda Behuda, by Nitzil Sadaim, when we make the bracha on the mitzvah, after you do the mitzvah, there's halacha that you can't be masik, just like you can't be masik between the bracha and the mitzvah when the bracha is beforehand. You can't be masik between the mitzvah and the bracha when the bracha is afterwards. So by achila, we also have halacha of hefsik, but interestingly enough, by achila, there's something which is holding on to the achila, so it's not considered a hefsek, even if one would speak or do something else, but since the fact that the effects are still felt, as if you're still thinking about it, it's still connected to it, so it's not considered a hefsek
between the achilo and the bracha as long as the effects are still felt. That's referred to in halacha as the din of shir ichol, the time it takes for the food to be digested. Ichol is spelled with an ayin. So let's learn the first line of the chayyadim. Adem esay yochel levarach bracha chreno abirchas amazin, ashi yisachel b'meyav. So how long do you have to say the bracha chreno afterwards? You have the time until the food starts to digest. Now, we have to define that, how Chazal understood this concept of digestion. There's a digestion process taking place immediately. Eventually, the food is digested to the point that it leaves the person's stomach. It depends on the food. So how do we understand that? So he's going to then explain exactly what the shear of that time is. The Mishnah will leave that for the following shear, and meanwhile, have a good day.